The Prophet's Council, the Six B's, excerpts from President Gordon B. Hinckley's Fireside Address, November 12, 2000. Be grateful. Walk with gratitude in your hearts, my dear friends. Be thankful for the wonderful blessings which are yours. Be grateful for the tremendous opportunities that you have. Be thankful to your parents who care so very much about you and who have worked so very hard to provide for you. Let them know that you are grateful. Say thank you to your mother and your father. Say thank you to your friends. Say thank you to your teachers. Express appreciation to everyone who does you a favor or assists you in any way. Thank the Lord for His goodness to you. Be smart. The Lord wants you to educate your minds and hands, whichever your chosen field, whether it be repairing refrigerators or the work of a skilled surgeon. You must train yourselves. Seek for the best schooling available. Become a workman of integrity in the world that lies ahead of you. I repeat, you will bring honor to the church, and you will be generously blessed because of that training. Be clean. Avoid evil talk. Do not take the name of the Lord in vain. Choose your friends carefully. While you should be friendly with all people, select with great care those whom you wish to have close to you. Be clean. Don't waste your time in destructive entertainment. How truly beautiful is a well-groomed young woman who is clean in body and mind. She is a daughter of God in whom her eternal Father can take pride. How handsome is a young man who is well-groomed. He is a son of God, deemed worthy of holding the holy priesthood of God. He does not need tattoos or earrings on or in his body. The First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve are all united in counseling against these things. There is no need for any Latter-day Saint boy or girl, young man or young woman, to even try drugs. Stay clean from these mind-altering and habit-forming addictions. Be true. Be loyal to the church under all circumstances. I make you a promise that the authorities of this church will never lead you astray. They will lead you in paths of happiness. Be true to your own convictions. You know what is right, and you know what is wrong. You know when you are doing the proper thing. You know when you are giving strength to the right cause. Be loyal, be faithful, be true. Be humble. The Lord has said, "Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand and give the answer to thy prayers." Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 10. I believe the meek and the humble are those who are teachable. They are willing to learn. They are willing to listen to the whisperings of the still, small voice for guidance in their lives. They place the wisdom of the Lord above their own wisdom. Be prayerful. You need His help, and you know that you need His help. You cannot do it alone. You will come to realize that and recognize that more and more as the years pass. So live that in good conscience you can speak with the Lord. Get on your knees and thank Him for His goodness to you and express to Him the righteous desires of your hearts. The miracle of it all is that He hears, He responds, He answers. Not always as we might wish He would answer, but there is no question in my mind that He answers. A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth, ensign January 2001, pages 2 through 11. End of the article, The Prophet's Counsel, The Six B's, excerpts from President Gordon B. Hinckley's Fireside Address, November 12, 2000.
Making Friends.